your wife did something that I find so odd and so repulsive.
Me too. I'm disgusted by it.
You've been talking about this bar class.
Yeah.
She bought a pair of bar socks.
Extra grippy.
Extra grippy bar socks.
I like that.
Extra grippy socks. Mm-hmm.
$16.
Ooh. Each or per sock?
Each.
Oh!
Wait, 32
oh, no,
total?
No, for a pair.
Okay, oh, okay. Man, I asked the same. That was my fault.
Man,
I said each or per sock.
What y'all got a lot of money in the sock game.
$32 for a pair of socks. So for $16, you got two socks. $8 a sock.
There you go.
Now tell us what happened.
Well, she came home from bar class last night, and she said, I lost a sock at bar class on Friday when I went with her. And I said, okay. And she said, I found the sock today in the bar parking lot. And I said, what did you do? She said, I took the sock.
Oh.
I said, that's beyond disgusting. Why would you do that? She said, well, that's an expensive sock. I love these socks.
$16.
Yeah, you got to write eight because it's one sock.
Oh, right, I said, it's been in the parking lot for 5 days. And she said, well, it did rain and all that. And that's very true. But she said she loves the socks for some reason. But it doesn't matter if she loves them because the sock will never be the same.
No.
It like fell out of her bag or something?
I think so,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's been befouled by rodents and canines.
5 days. It's been Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's, yeah, 4 days it's been in the parking lot.
Who knows who's done what? A bum has probably, and
okay.
Then.
Okay, this sock. If she held it up next to the other sock, could I tell the difference?
I don't know. She didn't show me the sock at all. I'm just so disgusted with the fact that she would even consider taking a sock out of a parking lot after it's been there for 4 days.
Phoebe, what are you doing?
I'm so embarrassed now that you guys are saying it like that.
Blasting your sock business on the air. But, I mean, I understand that $16 socks are $16 socks, but I also understand that if you leave a sock in a parking lot for 4.5 days, there are filthy people doing horrendous things to that sock.
Okay, well, I was upset on Friday night when we got home from the class because I realized I only had one sock in my purse, and they have a sock lost and found at bar, which, by the way, Seth said he was going to take all the socks out of it and smell them the other day.
That's gross.
It was not in the sock lost and found, so right. I was pretty upset because I only have three pairs of these socks, and then when I was walking to my car last night,
right.
I saw something, and I said, that looks like a sock, and it's where I was parked the other night, and it was, in fact, my sock.
Oh, my God. I would say even the next day, like if I had a pair of expensive socks and one fell out of my sock bag and I saw it the next morning, I would be like, well, that sock belongs to the world now. Because I'm not taking it home. It's like when you see those shoes, sneakers hanging by a telephone wire by their laces. They're gone forever. They're never going to be your shoe again.
Well, in my defense, it was a knee-jerk reaction to go, oh my God, there's my sock, and grab it. But I will say I have not brought it in from my car yet. It is like on the floorboard of my car.
Oh.
Our leaves stuck to it. So I'm not sure. I'm going to throw it out. It was just exciting to find my lost sock that's been waiting for me to find it.
Look, I have drawers full of widowed socks or divorced socks looking for their mates, and they're somewhere out there in the promiscuous universe getting it on with other socks. I just write it off to the – but I can't bring it upon myself to throw them away because I think they're going to come back.
We will find those answers one day.
One day there's going to be a planet that has all of the socks that have been jettisoned through the dryer vent out there in the universe. But, Phoebe, you're aware that you can get a communicative disease from wearing a sock that's been out there in the element. Have you not heard of Tolio?
Tolio, get out of here. It did storm really badly the other night, and the sock was a little crunchy like it had been in the element.
Oh, you're going to get tuberculosis. Come on.
I can't believe I'm giving you this material. I am not going to wear the sock. I'm going to throw it away. I was just excited to find it. Mm. Now I will just buy more $16 socks. Mm.
I think you owe it to this sock to send it back into the universe. Leave it in not the same parking lot, but leave it in a parking lot somewhere because it does not belong to you. It belongs to the world, my dear.
Which parking lot do you suggest? Is there a better parking lot than bar?
I'd say the 7-Eleven right up the street from the radio station would be a good idea.
Okay. Oh, Seth's mom just texted me and said, your sock is fine. Just wash it. It'll be fine. I'm just going to go with her advice.
That's a frugal mother-in-law that you've got.
Washing machines don't cure everything. Or if you were sick, they would just say, hey, get in the washing machine.
And plus, if they're high socks and they come up past your ankle, you could get measles.
Oh, my gosh. And the problem is that you're not supposed to wash these socks in the washing machine, so I would have to hand wash it.
Right.
And I don't know that I'm ready to commit to that with this dirty sock.
Don't do it. Just you got to lose the socks, for crying out loud. Let's talk for a moment about Dr. Seth Kush on Snapchat, may we?
Sure.
He's very underwhelmed by his Snapchat experience so far, getting very few snaps from ladies and a lot from dudes, which is the way you like it.
Right. That's what I want. Keep sending him crank shots.
Oh, be quiet.
But what you would really like, though, is if young ladies are forced to send him, you know, snaps of them in various states of undress, that he waits until he gets home so that you can see them, too, and the two of you together can use them as some sort of aphrodisiac.
No, I just want to know who the true skanks are out there, the ones that I can't trust.
Yes, unmask them skanks.
Who I need to look out for.
And I'm deleting it right now.
So
it's
wait,
over.
You lured me into this thinking that I was enhancing your sex life, but you're just looking use it for skank busters.
That's right. I'm going to take a screenshot and send it to their husbands and let them know what skanks they are.
That's dirty.
Oh, that is dirty, dirty pool. Dirty game.
I'm deleting it.
He's deleting it.
So sad.
So ladies, take all those Dr. Seth Kush snaps that you're going to send of your body and just send them to Drew R. Garabo instead. Well, you have a great marriage, and hopefully the skanks will learn their lesson.
I hope so. Hey, can we start a GoFundMe for more socks for me? Because I'm feeling a little upset about that one I lost.
I got five on it, like Luna's saying back in the day. I got five on a new sock for you.
Great. I really appreciate it.
You might think that I'm not into prostitution, but I'm a man who doesn't mind paying for socks.
I'm really mad that I was a part of this material for you and your joke.
I'm delighted. Yes, Seth?
If a lady decided to send a nude picture and she doesn't have a boyfriend or husband, who would you alert?
I would alert you to let you know that she's a skank.
Wow.
Listen, some women just desperately, desperately need attention. And
yes.
If that attention is that they're getting it from a married man, that gives them, they like that even more. And that's gross. Yeah. And get your own man. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Phoebe. Right. Wow. Good God. She rules with an iron fist on that one, dude.
Snapchat is gone.
Oh, man, alive.
Fun for 2 hours.
Woof. Was it an exhilarating 2-hour Snapchat experience?
That's so ridiculous.
Man, she laid down the law. Hussies.
Yeah.
Skank busters.
I don't agree with her, just so everybody knows.
The views and opinions of Phoebe do not represent the views of all the men on Drew Garabo Live who think that you ladies out there who are proud of your bods should share them with others, whether they be married, single, divorced, widowed, or other.
I think the great Wyclef said it best. Just because she dances go-go doesn't make her a hoe, no.
Oh, I think he did say that.
What it do, my peeps? Welcome to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. Enjoy.
Finally, one of my favorite actresses on the planet. She's played Kelly Kapowski. She has played Valerie Malone. And she's played countless B-movie queens. Tiffany, don't call me Amber Thiessen, has said that it has been difficult for her and her husband to share intimate moments since she began breastfeeding. The Saved by the Bell and 90210 alum said her husband, actor Brady Smith, has not been able to get up close and personal with her hoots in about 6 years. Quote, my poor husband hasn't touched my boobs in 6 years or so, the mom of daughter Harper, 5, and son Holt, 7 months, said on the SiriusXM radio show Wake Up. She said, I feel bad for him. He goes, will they ever be mine again? And I'm like, yeah, probably when they're tightened up and fixed after I nursed 2 children. Thiessen and Brady married in 2005, and they've got 2 kids. So the poor dude can't even go anywhere near her hoots.
Why does she have to fix them?
I don't know.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. Let them hang.
That's depressing. 6 years?
But, I mean, do you really go for your ladies?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
She's got, like, double Ds. Why would you not?
I guess. I don't understand it. Like, for women, does it really feel good to have a guy groping on your hoots?
I don't think it does.
Me either.
Groping?
Well, or massaging.
I will tell you, a gentle touch, like it's the first time you've ever touched them. But if you're trying to maul them, I don't think they're into that. What? I'm just trying to tell you what I feel like I know.
I know. I would like to go to someone with boobs.
Oh, all right. Well, I've touched a few, at least. Like,
show me.
10.
Show me. Show
probably,
me.
No, I've probably touched like 5.
Show me the right way to. Show me the right way that you would touch a boob.
Like this.
No, do it on him.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Show me like it's like this is the right way to do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh.
You push them together?
Yeah.
Try to make one big one?
A little.
Are you making the big boob?
Do you do the radio dial thing?
Oh, tune in Tokyo.
Right
tune in Tokyo.
Is that good though? You like that?
Yeah, I do actually. Oh.
Not me, man. I'm hard on the boobs. I gnaw on them like a puppy. make them tough.
Nikki, do you like him to be, I know you don't have much experience, but do you like him to be manipulated?
It's okay. It's not my favorite thing.
Right. Like, it's not vital, right?
No, it's not vital at all.
Like, if we're together, which would be traumatic for you to begin with, but if we're together, I don't have to do anything to your boobs. I can just touch other areas that will be more responsive.
You don't have to focus on it.
Okay, yeah, because I've never really been that way. I mean, if you tell me, hey, I like my boobs groped, I'll grope your boobs. But
and I spit on them and I slap them.
You're so mean to the
and
boobs.
And I talk trash to them.
You do? What do you say?
Like, come here. Oh, I can't say that word.
Not the T word.
Like, pow! Bleh, pow! Then I choke her.
It's like a, you treat
trash talk
like
the
T-toss. Like a speed bag.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I do.
Be nicer to him. So let's find out who wins Hot Girl News today. 727-579-1025 is our number. Bill, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. Kevin Fingers.
Any?
Now, who wins Hot Girl News today, sir? Is it Rihanna? Is it Vanessa Hudgens? Or is it Tiffany, my boobs haven't been touched in 6 years, Thiessen?
Tiffany, I want to put my head between your boobs, Thiessen. Please, guys.
Tiffany Brumsky, Thiessen. All right, one moment, please. Very descriptive. Trevor, Tiffany's off the table, so you've got Vanessa Hudgens and you've got Rihanna.
I guess I'll take Rihanna and her big forehead.
Her big forehead. Okay, I don't know that you would kick her out of bed for that, but if you say so. And that means the meat main's got Vanessa Hudgens.
See, I put my hand right in between them and smack them left and right hard.
Everyone's so mean to the boobs today. All right.
They deserve it.
I ignore them. Seth caresses them, and SBK downright is mean to the boobs. Ladies, there is some dude on this show to meet your boobie needs.
A little bit for everybody.
I'm the guy.
Well, she likes them, but look at Nikki. She's very, very defensive of her boobs right now.
I mean, just talking about hitting them, I don't know.
Well, you wouldn't do it against your will.
Speed bag. Hey, I let Seth pamper them and get them all ready for me, then I do them in.
Smack. Seth, who wins Hot Girl News today?
I have to go with Tiffany Thiessen. She got this whole conversation started.
Tiffany Funbag Thiessen. All right. And SBK?
I go with Vanessa Hudgens.
All right.
Yeah, she has some real good naked pictures.
All right. And yes, you, Nikki?
I love her cooking show, so I'm going to go with Tiffany.
I will never not pick someone for Beverly Hills 90210 if it is an option. So Tiffany Amber Thiessen wins Hot Girl News today. Bill, congratulations, my good man.
Thank you.
Certainly, you're going to a spring training game courtesy of the New York Yankees. Congrats, dude.
Thank you.
You got it. Hold on 1 second. Good stuff. What you writing down over there? Oh, yeah. Someone tweeted that we should... In case you forgot this moment in Drew Garabo Live history, we had a young lady with, I believe, triple F size boobs in the studio with us.
Yeah, too much.
And Seth had to, boy, did you get in trouble for this one too? Seth had to put tickets underneath her boob.
You made me.
Well, that's why I say you had to.
Yeah.
He had to put tickets underneath her boob while her man lifted up her boob. And clearly, Seth got a little too close to the microphone and or a little too excited because this is the noise that came out of Seth.
Where do I place them? Where do I place them? Where do I place them?
Place them right underneath the boob.
I wanted to be gentle, so I wasn't sure how to go about the whole placing the tickets under the hood situation.
Where do I place them?